Importing labor or food? Hello and welcome everyone for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
We will get to the point that instead of importing our labor, we're importing our food.
Farm Bureau Immigration Specialist Christy Boswell says, unfortunately, if Congress can't come up with some meaningful immigration reform, especially for the ag industry, we could see a lot more of our food being imported. And it's apparent that our farmers' work isn't attracting too many locals to apply. Steve Bennett is a nursery producer in Williamson County.
If I didn't have immigrant workers, I would not be in business now, period. They're not the people around me in our area that even consider doing the work. My average wage is $12 an hour, and that's not a sloppy wage at all, but I still can't find people. People that we do get in that might be local, they want to come in and work with the plants and nature and all that, and they find out what the work actually is, and they're out of there the next day.
Same problem for Robertson County farmer Buddy Bryant.
We have to advertise in our local papers for workers, and in the 6 or 7 years that we've had to do this, we've had two inquiries.
Now, both Bryant and Bennett, on behalf of Farm Bureau, have been to Washington, D.C. at least a couple of times each in recent years to try and urge Congress for meaningful immigration reform that includes an ag guest worker program. Right now, Bryant utilizes the government's H-2A program, but agrees it has to be reformed as well.
In the last 5 to 6 years, it's just become more and more complicated. It's more regulations, more rules, more stipulations on this and that. The fees have gotten higher.
Without immigration reform, a new study estimates $30 to $60 billion in economic losses for ag production and a 5 to 6% increase in food prices. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.